Greetings. Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And today's recording date is Sunday, July the 17th, 2011. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor, we work on it every day to reject the mentality of the oppressor, reject the mentality of the synagogue of Satan, reject the mentality of the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the 1%, 2% ruling class and ruling families, the warmongers and bloodshedders of the human family. We reject that mindset. And we reject the mentality of those in rulership that do the bidding of such wickedness, presidents and prime ministers. What we want to do is leave that mind and climb up out of that old mind, the mind of this wicked world order, the old world order, and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Allah, the mind of Yahweh, the mind of Namaste, the mind of Ram Ram, the mind of Jehovah, no matter what name you use for the Most High. We want to climb into that mind. And as we do so, we will see that no matter what our race, ethnicity, religion, national origin, or gender, we will see that if we are not the ruling class, then we are working class people, international, and that we must come together, and together with our experiences, with our spiritual, mental, moral, and physical wealth, we can organize and destroy the power of the synagogue of Satan, the Illuminati, Masonic Order, the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers. As we do so, we will manifest the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Freedom, justice, and equality right here, right now on this earth. And we are ready, we are willing, we are able to ally ourselves with any and all political, revolutionary, and religious institutions and organizations that are of like mind. Because only together will we be able to do this great work of Christ, this great work of Ram Ram, of Allah, no matter what name you use. And my beautiful sister Benice, she's my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator, and I am thankful to the Most High for that beautiful sister. And I pray blessings on her children. And you may contact me by emailing yallove@comcast.net. And as we always do, let us pause and give thanks and praises as Africans. The word Africa, three words, houses and spirits, houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. So all of us have that potential, no matter your color. So as Africans, let us now pause and give praises unto the Most High Creator and the Most High Creatures. So we give praises unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab, also known as Abba. So if you put that together with Yahweh, you say Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah. In Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as natives of the Americas, the Most High Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. And we also must pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High, beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Mother, Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the Hebrew language, the African Hebrew language, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary is chokma. And that is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. It's important that we understand this, because only the feminine, only the female, only the mother conceives. So Holy Spirit must be our mother. Holy Spirit must be feminine. Now, mother, Holy, oh, and the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, under the number 7307, that word for spirit is ruach. Now, that word ruach is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. Now, Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but Mother Holy Spirit is your and my and our mother as well. Mother Holy Spirit is the mother of creation, mother of universe, mother of sun, moon, stars, and planets in the human family, as Father is father of the same. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known. Oh, I forgot to say. In the African Hebrew language, the title and the name of our Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. As we said, Ruach 7307, feminine, referring to feminine entity, Mother Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, her name is Ilah. And that word Ilah is feminine. That word is not only an Arabic language word, it is also a Hebrew word, and that word is feminine. And our wonderful Islamic Muslim sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Ilah Ilah Ha'il Allah. And you hear Ilah spelled I-L-L-A-H. And you hear Allah spelled A-L-L-A-H. Traditionally, this phrase is translated, there is no God but God. But we know, because Ilah is the mother and Allah is the father, the true translation should be, there is none but our father and our mother. There is none but the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother. And the Bible says, honor your father and mother. We took that as earthly, but the first honor should go to the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. Because we are created children of the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. And we must recognize that consciously and do the will and the works of our Almighty Father and Mother. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, Mother is known, Holy Spirit Mother is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African, the Black African, revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Jesus the Christ are Yahshua, HaMashiach. And believe it or not, but it's time to not believe but know that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie Rastafari was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say, Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie, as Jesus Christ, new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, Mystery Babylon, which is no longer a mystery because the United States of North America Empire is the modern day Babylon. Now, the I and I and Haile Selassie I Rastafari is you and me. The Rasta don't say you and me, the Rasta say I and I. The first I is that original self created by the Most High. That original self in unity and at peace and oneness with the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, Creator, Creatress. And at peace and oneness with the creation. The second I are those outside of yourself, the human family, also at one with the Most High Creator, Father, Creatress, Mother, and at one with creation. So, this is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in your and my personalities, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12. Because all of us are created divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine creation, this divine universe, on this divine planet we call Earth, in this divine physical house that we call our physical bodies. So it's up to us to consciously understand this and live out our divine life of justice, of righteousness, of freedom, of equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. Revelation 3 and 12 teaches us that in the last days Christ would come, Christ would manifest in the uprising of the people. And you look all over the earth and you see the people rising. You see, and we're teaching right now, you see that the sisters and brothers in the prison systems, Pelican Bay and other places in America, are rising up and are driven to fast to protest their plight and their condition. That is the mentality of Christ. That is the mentality of Yahshua. They are protesting the injustice that they are suffering, which means they have the mind of justice. And Jesus means justice. Jesus means liberty. Research the definition of that word from the Greek to the Hebrew, Yahshua. And the various words above that word, Yahshua, salvation, Yahshua, Joshua. In the Hebrew, you will see Yasha and Yesha and variations of that word Yahshua, and it comes out to liberty. It comes out to justice. It comes out to deliverance. It comes out to that which is equivalent to freedom, justice, and equality. So the sisters and brothers all over the earth are rising up with this mentality of freedom, justice, equality in Africa, in the Middle East, in Libya. 1 million people came out on behalf of brother commander leader Muammar Gaddafi to say that they do not agree with the United States of North America, NATO, AFRICOM, the United Nations, all of them bombing and killing men, women, and children, bombing installations, bombing hospitals, bombing educational centers. They, sisters and brothers of Libya, 1 million strong, came out to say that we do not agree with that which you are doing in Benghazi, raising up Al-Qaeda, arming Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is nothing but a CIA creation. And so they have the United States of North America, Barack Obama, doing the same thing Bush would have done, but worse, because he's black, he's beautiful, he's charismatic, and he's a Democrat. So he can get away with more than Bush could get away with. Raise up Al-Qaeda, arm them. Put Special Forces of America in Benghazi. Put Special Forces of France operations and Canada and Italy and so on. And Britain. And raise up this little group, Al-Qaeda, CIA creation, so that they could set up a central bank tied to the House of Rothschild's International Monetary Fund. Because Muammar Gaddafi wanted to set up an African central bank, an African continental bank, that would disconnect the African nations from the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, so that Africans could trade with Africans and help Africans and so on. Well, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, France, Italy, Britain, Canada, the United States of North America could not abide by that. So 1 million people in Libya with the mind of Christ. You say they're Muslim. I say Islam, Muslim is the same as Christian. It means revolution. It means the kingdom of God in heaven on this earth. It means stand up for justice. Jesus is justice. So when you stand for justice, you're standing with the mentality of Jesus and the mentality of Christ. Look at what's going on in Greece. Look at the work stoppages. Look at the people protesting. What they call a general strike to protest the conditions, the austerity programs coming down the pike from the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, who control the major central banks of the earth, have put pressure on Greece and the leadership. I give praises unto the Most High for such understanding. And the leadership in Greece have sold the people out to the House of Rothschilds, allowed themselves to incur debt. And this debt is slavery. And to pay the debt back to the debtors, the creditors, to pay the debt back to the creditors, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and families of this earth, rather than take from the wealthy, you take from the poor, the working class. You take from those who have nothing. You cut education. You cut health care. You cut jobs, austerity programs. This never works. And so we see the same thing going on in the United States of North America. But let me go to Revelation right quick and come back to that, because I want to talk about the budget thing, the budget issue in the United States of North America. Revelation, in the Greek, apocalypsos, the word revelation, meaning the same thing as apocalypse. That knowledge, that understanding that causes us to see the system as it is, that causes us to see the falsehood and remove the falsehood so that we may see the truth of the system and so that we may see our way to organize. The book of Revelation, as well as from Genesis to Revelation, as well as the Quran from the first chapter to the last, as well as the Bhagavad Gita or other religious books, the Mayan prophecies, the Olmec prophecies, the Native American prophecies, the Asian prophecies and prophetic books, the African prophecies and prophetic books, is all revelation. All of these give you an understanding and us an understanding of the system, and it's written in code, C-O-D-E, code language, so that the oppressor won't understand what we're talking about. But we the oppressed, we the slaves, we the colonized, we the victims, we the exploited, we understand the language because it's the common people's language, the working people's language. We understand what's going on. And so we are able to read these wonderful revelations, and we are able to come together to understand how to overturn this wicked, no good, rotten system. Now, we left off a while ago in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. And for a while we went into Ezekiel. But it's still revelation knowledge. It's still revelatory. It's still the Most High revealing the truth about this wicked system and our place, about how we can destroy this wicked system, break the power of the synagogue of Satan, and establish the kingdom of God right here, right now, on this earth, in this time, on this side of the grave, manifest that reality. Let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 17th, 2011. And so, in this first part of Revelation, first three to five chapters, we're dealing with these seven letters written to the churches in Asia. And we were looking at how all of these seven letters are showing different aspects of the black man and woman in the Americas. We are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We are the true descendants of the ancient Hebrews. We are the Messiah people, not for arrogance, but so that we may wake the Christ up within ourselves and wake the Christ up within the human family, the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the exploited, the colonized, the slaves, the working poor. We, the masses, wake up the Christ within ourselves and go forth and break the power of the synagogue of Satan. So all of these seven letters show a different aspect of we, the African Hebrew Messiah Israelite nation. And we had gotten to Smyrna a time ago. And we're going to start with chapter 2, verse 8, and come on back down to 2:10. And then we're going to move into some Old Testament and try to talk about some issues and have fun talking about the Most High and how the Most High loves the oppressed. And the Most High wants to deliver the oppressed. And the Most High will deliver the oppressed when we come to this knowledge and this revelation and when we come together. Revelation chapter 2, verse 8. And say unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Now that word Smyrna, 4668, and this is the New Testament, and this is the Greek side. Oh, does it give a meaning for Smyrna? I wanted to see if there was a meaning for Smyrna. Seemed like it was a meaning for Smyrna. It says myrrh. Ointment is a related. Smyrna is related to myrrh and ointment. If you look up that word on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, and we know that the prayers of the saints are like incense and myrrh and whatnot, and gold, frankincense, and myrrh were given to the Messiah, Yahshua, the Messiah, and so we, the black man and woman, are the Messiah people, and our prayers for freedom, justice, and equality, as well as the prayers for all of the oppressed, no matter the color, race, religion, creed, or gender, our prayers are like sweet incense and myrrh unto the Most High. And we have been sending up prayers for deliverance, and that deliverance is here with us if we tap into that deliverance, which is the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahshua. Now, the one talking is Yahshua, who is dead and is alive. And the death, the birth, death, resurrection, and soon the return of the Messiah is a sign and a symbol of you black man and woman, the Hebrew people, the true Hebrew. The European Jew is not the Hebrew, is not the Jew, is an imposter, an invader, is the synagogue of Satan, those who are the ruling class. There are some good Jews. And I got to say this while it's on my head. I may get to it later. But there are some good Jews. There was some a flotilla, a group of flotillas that were in Greece. And mainly those on the flotilla were Jewish sisters and brothers. Revolutionary European Jewish sisters and brothers. I love to hang out with revolutionary European Jews, sisters and brothers. And they had decided that they wanted to break the Israeli blockade. See, I have to say these things while it's on my head. I may not get back to it. They wanted to protest how the state of Israel, the synagogue of Satan, are destroying our Palestinian sisters and brothers, Christian and Muslim Palestinian sisters and brothers. And so they wanted to bring humanitarian aid to our Palestinian sisters and brothers. They wanted to bring food and different other things that the people need that they have been blocked off from because of the synagogue of Satan, state of Israel. And the state of Israel and the United States of North America, Barack Obama administration, as well as the Greek government, the government of Greece, began to work to sabotage the flotilla ships. And different sabotage tactics were used to disable the ships so that they could not sail. But one of the ships broke free. Was able to sail for a while, but the Greek government sent the, I guess what they would call their National Guard, their troops, to encircle the ship and bring it back. And I believe the captain of the ship was jailed for a time. And so these are mainly Jewish, European Jewish sisters and brothers who have the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahshua, because the mind of Christ is that mind to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The mind of Yahshua is justice and liberty, is to return the health and the wealth back to the people. And so I love And I praise the Most High for those revolutionary European Jewish sisters and brothers. But you, black man and woman, are the real ancient descendants of those ancient Hebrews. We are dead to that knowledge, but we will come alive, and we are coming alive to that knowledge right now, mainly through the Nation of Islam and the Rastafari community. These two communities are the only two communities that teach the black man and woman of the Americas that we are descendants of those ancient African Hebrew Israelite people. And they are right, and they are correct. And verse 9, I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. People of the earth, masses of the people, poor, afflicted, needy, and depressed, no matter your color, look at the poverty we're going through. Look at the, and let me say it while it's on my mind. I have the notes, but I have it in my head as well. Look at the austerity programs that we are being forced to go into. And let me just pull up my notes right quick. Because I give thanks and praises unto the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. Look at the austerity programs that we are being forced to undertake. Look at how the House of Rothschild, using the central banks of the earth, using warfare and bloodshed, using intimidation, are forcing the people to tighten the belt, to lose jobs, forcing governments to cease to invest in education, healthcare, and cut jobs, and so on. And so we see the same thing is occurring inside the United States of North America. Some of the headlines. Democracy Now. President Obama fails to break partisan stalemate over federal borrowing limit. President Obama met with congressional leaders Sunday evening but failed to break a partisan stalemate over how to raise the federal borrowing limit. Democratic and Republican lawmakers are divided on how far, listen to this, divided on how far the parties should go in cutting the deficit over the next decade, or whether tax cuts and entitlement reductions should be a part of any deal. Last week, news reports indicated President Obama is now backing significant cuts to Medicare spending and retirement benefits under Social Security in return for Republican support. Independent Bernie Sanders of Vermont, independent congressman, warned this weekend that such cuts to Social Security could put some 245,000 people into poverty. So this wickedness, see, when you study the House of Rothschild, when you study the Federal Reserve banking system, the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, and study how the House of Rothschild gained control over the United States Treasury and the Federal Reserve, making that their central bank in the United States of North America, and study how the House of Rothschild have forced the United States of North America to incur debt by going into warfare and bloodshed and warfare and bloodshed every time you turn around another war, every time you turn around another war. Not to mention the CIA clandestine wars that you don't see, the special ops forces that are out in the earth, out in the world, killing, assassinating, destroying, spilling the blood of the oppressed. All of this costs money. And rather than cease the warfare, bring the money home. That's what we say. We say cease the warfare. There were a group of mayors in the United States of North America that met and wrote letters to President Barack Obama say cease the warfare. The state budget deficits are equivalent to the monies that are going overseas to fight in wars and shed blood, building infrastructure not for the people in overseas nations, but for the wealthy, for the elites, and for the military to continue. That's so interesting, because the same thing occurred with the Roman Empire. Those roads that you read about, that scholars talk about Christianity traveled on, it wasn't for Christianity to travel on. Those roads that the Roman Empire built in Northeast Africa were for the Roman army, the Roman Empire, to come in and crush rebellion and crush the oppressed. So it's the same thing today. When you see infrastructure being built in overseas nations like Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, so on, it's not for the people. It's for the wealthy, and it's for the infrastructure to facilitate the armies of America and those in Europe, principally France, Britain, Italy, and so on, that they can ride in and kill and oppress the people. And so all of that costs money. And you notice that the poor have always been poor, but those in the middle class have been suffering loss after loss after loss in the United States of North America. And along about the time of the 1970s, the wages of the United States of North America began to flatten and decline. And so the wealthy, those in charge of the corporations and whatnot, rather than raise the wages of the working class, began to take that which would have been the raising of wages and give us that wage money back to us in the form of credit cards. And so we began to spend money on credit when we should have had the money on the raising of our working wages. And so all of that going on, money's taken out of the middle class, money's taken out of the working class, the destruction of the jobs of the working class, the taking of working class jobs in America, shipping them or shifting them overseas to take advantage of low wage and slave wage and colonized wage and exploitation wage labor that was created by the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, warfare, bloodshed, United States of North America, Britain, Israel, France, Canada, and so on and so forth. And so all of this costs money. And this is why we, as the citizens of the United States of North America, have incurred trillions of dollars in debt. It is not the fault of old people, the elderly sisters and brothers. I have old people in my family. You have old people or elderly sisters and brothers in your family who lived when it was really hard and paved the way, paid the price. Went to work every day, made a home for their families, and now they get old. And Barack Obama is going to say he's going to put Medicare and Medicaid on the table to be cut as if it's our elderly people's fault? This is the fault of the wealthy, the elite, the Wall Street oligarchs, and the corporate plutocrats, the puppets, as Cornel West would say. This is their fault. They are the ones who are implementing warfare and bloodshed. They are the ones who have cut the people. So this is an austerity program and measure that we are now suffering, what Africans have suffered, what Asians have suffered, what Central and South Americans have suffered, the sisters and brothers in the Caribbean, the so-called third world, have suffered these austerity programs for years. Many of us didn't care. Now it's come home to the United States of North America. So they want us to believe that if you cut jobs, hundreds of thousands of government jobs cut, that's working people. These are not wealthy, elite, ruling class people. That's working people. I have people in my family who have worked for the government, worked for Social Security, worked for various departments in the government. They don't run anything. They're working class people. When you cut jobs, you cut revenue. Those people whose jobs are being destroyed, that's taxes that cannot be acquired, obtained, accrued. So where do you get the revenue to pay for the infrastructure and healthcare and education that the sisters and brothers need? You can't get it from the people. You're cutting the people. You can't cut Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, so on and so forth. You can't get the revenues from doing that. You have to take it from the wealthy. And we have to manifest the kingdom of God on this earth so that there are no wealthy types like that. We don't say you shouldn't be rewarded for hard work, but these people are warmongers and bloodshedders, and they have stolen the wealth of the world, and that should not be and will not be, and we will come together to say it won't be, and we will force it not to be, and it will be the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth for all of us. No more oppression, no more exploitation, no more slavery, no more impoverishment. All of us will have equal access to the wealth of the earth according to our needs. That is the kingdom of God in heaven on this earth. So Bernie Sanders said, don't cut the people. You take it from the wealthy who have stolen it anyway. You take it from the 1%, 2% ruling class who have stolen it anyway. And we say the same. So Barack Obama's job is to compromise it, capitulate, and make us love it and make us like it because he's so wonderful and so beautiful and so charismatic. Well, we don't like it. And the Answer Coalition and Minister Farrakhan and Akbar Muhammad and Cynthia McKinney and others, black and white, Christian Muslims, are rallying all over the nation to say, we don't like it. We don't like you cutting the poor people, forcing austerity programs down our throat that would not work. We don't like you bombing in Libya and killing in Africa and killing all over the earth, and we're not going to stand for it. And we're not going to support any candidate for president that is for such wickedness. Now, let me get back to Revelation right quick. So the synagogue of Satan, that's the house of Rothschilds, that's the Oppenheimers. Now, we have been going through this tribulation, this poverty, but we are rich. When we come to understanding the knowledge of what we're preaching and what we're teaching, we're rich, and we will take the earth, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. The earth is our inheritance. We are the peacemakers, not the peace breakers, and we shall inherit the earth, and we are going to call out the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, and all of those that are of the synagogue of Satan, those who gather together in secret places, presidents and prime ministers, heads of state, heads of government, educational and financial institutions. All of these are the synagogue of Satan. And Satan is the adversary of God, the adversary of Christ, the adversary of the working class and poor class people, so-called middle class people. If you're not in that wealthy class, if you got to go to work every day, if someone signs checks for you, if you're not writing checks, then you are among the oppressed people, the working class people. And so, verse 10, chapter 2. Now, some of those who were on the flotilla had to face fear, right? When you stand up against this system, you have to face down fear. We have to face down fear. The sisters and brothers in Greece and Britain implementing work stoppages and protesting. We have to face down fear. The sisters and brothers who are with the Answer Coalition, who are protesting this wickedness, we have to face down fear and conquer fear. The sisters and brothers who are protesting in Pelican Bay, mainly brothers, but I'm sure some sisters involved too, are fasting. Can you imagine fasting? And possibly fasting so long that you die? Well, you got to face down fear because you know that the cause that you are protesting, that the reason you are protesting is a righteous cause. You have to know and understand that you have the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahshua, the mind of Allah, the mind of Ilah, the mind of Mother Holy Spirit. And the devil, Satan, will come to bring fear and bring different things into your life to cause you to fear. But you know you're on the right track. And you got to face the fear, conquer the fear. So, verse 10, chapter 2, Jesus talking, the Messiah. And this is what we're talking and saying as the voice of the Messiah, the people of the Messiah. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Don't have no fear. Have a strong mind. Have a sound mind. You know that scripture, I think it's Titus, verse chapter 2, I think it is. It says, the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. A spirit of love, I'm paraphrasing now, a spirit of charity, and so on and so forth. So we're not to have the spirit of fear, but a sound mind. Don't fear what they will put on us. know that we're standing up for righteousness and justice. It says in further in 10, chapter 2, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. Black Panther's in jail. You know, I got to take my first break. I'm going to see you on the other side of the break.